Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
Thank you. Thank you. Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup, the best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
The Tower, a great place to meet and eat. But did you know the Tower has one of the finest drink selections in our area? Along with its incredible Mexican menu, the Tower specializes in tequilas for every taste. Names like Patron, Cabo Wabo, and Hornitos. And don't forget the margaritas. On Mondays and Tuesdays, stop by and pick up a single-topping pizza and get Tower margaritas to go. Enjoy the Tower at home or in our dining room, bar area, or the Tower's signature climate-controlled porch. The Tower Pizza and Mexican in Quincy.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
And welcome back. Now it's time for
Coffee Talk
with Ashley and Britt B, or Linda and what's her name?
Liz Rosenberg.
Liz Rosenberg and Linda Richman.
Coffee Talk. 555-444. No big whoop.
No big whoop.
And what is a big whoop is today is our first Coffee Talk in-house in studio that is sponsored.
Whoop, whoop. So go ahead and shout out our sponsor.
Thank you, EFB Electric Fountain Brewing, for sponsoring Coffee Talk. They are the daddy of downtown coffees, is what I call them.
Amen.
I think like one of the first. We have a lot to choose from, which I love.
Yeah.
But they were like one of the first, one of the OGs.
They were one of the first. They also have some of the best, which we've talked about before. The Electric Larry is so electric. Thank you for that sound effect, Bob.
They're wholesale. They have the biggest thing is they're roasters.
They roast, yeah. They roast their own. So and a then lot they of distribute it, right?
Yep.
So
some of our other local coffee shops actually carry EFB. I found out. Recently, CC's carries EFB.
Yeah,
they just opened their brick and mortar recently, and
yeah, which is right behind the trailer thing. But yeah,
yeah. Uh-huh. She said something about Mr. Christian's coffee. I go, Mr. Christian,
like, don't you mean cheeks?
Yeah, but apparently he was her like a band instructor because she took pop. I'm like, wow, small world, small community.
So she took more than band instruction, right? She kind of followed in his footsteps, which is really cool. Yes. I love that. Very cool. So
small world, small community.
Yeah,
that's kind of what we want to touch on with this. So we talk about the community and the news. We're just two girls talking about the news. And then so EFB doesn't necessarily reflect our opinions,
right? And
we do enjoy drinking
anything
their
we
coffee.
Say yeah anything we say it can be attributed to the caffeine kick we get from their coffee, but it cannot be attributed to their actual views on anything we talk about.
Exactly,
right?
Yes.
So thank you, EFB, for giving us the kick in the pants we sometimes need to have this coffee talk.
I think next week we're going to be at EFB.
Sweet.
To check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, they're right down the street, so why
I'll
not?
Be having an Electric Larry sound effect. There you go. Excellent. So speaking of small town, small community stuff, we also were a part of something that affects our entire community, and that is TIFF Talk.
Yeah. Right? Well, yes, I know you don't like talking about the TIFF Talk, but we're going to talk about it just a little bit more.
It's not that I don't like talking about it.
It does.
It's just, it is,
I feel like we are both saying something, but we're constantly being kind of, I don't want to say argued with, but yeah, people are arguing with us that are in this
echo
group,
chamber,
right?
It was an echo chamber.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily that I'm anti, I'm not against. I want to know more. And that is the reason that we went to the meeting.
Yes.
Right?
And so that meeting was held last Thursday, and it was an open meeting. I have said a couple of times on my social media that it was a super secret meeting, and I need to, I guess, clarify that it wasn't super secret. The city did have this on their agenda. My point being is the fact that not every Quincyan really checks the city agenda. We check it as a news source, and there are some vested, interested people that maybe check it, but for the most part, the average Quincyan is not checking
the city council agenda. No,
what they are checking is their Facebook. And the city has put on their Facebook, I don't know, maybe like four times, about how the grass clippings, you know, where to put your grass clippings, and how that's starting up again, which that's awesome. I do like that service.
Yeah.
But we've put that on social media four times, and not once was the TIF meeting put on social media.
Yeah.
Now, we as a news organization, like, sometimes spoon feed the news to you via Facebook. So I guess my question is, if it is your job to inform, I mean, it's our job to inform, so we'll do it. Mm-hmm. But it's your job, too, as council members to inform your constituents. And I think that, you know, if you asked 90% of your constituents, what are your thoughts on this new TIF? They're going to look at you and they're going to say,
what's
that? Yeah. What's that? And then that is your job to explain it to them instead of, I don't know, holding signs outside of wherever. And I don't know. Like, I was never there to speak. I want that to be said too. Like, neither of us were there to speak. We were there to listen. We kind of have strict orders not to probably speak at these things sometimes.
Well, I think because we've been so vocal about not necessarily being against it, but wanting more information and wanting transparency and wanting everyone to have, you know, the whole story rather than just, you know, a special interest group's take on it, because of course that's going to be very
disingenuous.
Well, and not even just any special interest group, by definition, is kind of against, not against, I don't even know how to say it, but it doesn't take into account the entire community, the entire general group.
The general fund.
Because you're a special interest group. So by that definition, you are acting in a way that is outside of the general common good, okay?
Yeah.
So when you have that, people are... they should be privy to why this special interest group may or may not be the best idea.
Yes.
So I think when you're sitting in a meeting like that and you have, you know, the special invitations that probably went out to the special interest individuals were like, come and speak on behalf of this, which that's their prerogative. That's what they should be doing if they're, you know, if they're pro TIF. But I do think that there should be, you know, better information out there. Like, I think Jason Parrott put up some great charts, but I think it would really behoove us to know what money is the general fund, you know, what money is being redirected from the general fund into a TIF, right, that we could use today, and how does that look today versus 23 years?
Yes.
Right? Or 35, since the one got extended.
Yes.
And I know that's a lot of mumble jumble. It's a lot. Well, and it's a lot of words to say what I'm trying to say. But I want to see a comparison of, okay, today we're having sewage issues. We're having infrastructure issues. We're having
the general fund itself.
We're having them
had to raise. That was the big story today. Like, Bob covered that under city council last night.
Yeah.
Our general fund is raising. There's a reason for that. I'm not saying TIF is the reason in its entirety, but to argue that the other taxing bodies aren't yes, they are raising.
Yeah.
And it raises with time and infrastructure, or I mean, you know, inflation.
Yeah.
Also, to say that infrastructure wouldn't get done without the TIF is just plain wrong. Is it getting done maybe faster with the TIF? Yeah, and I'm all for that. If we're using TIF for infrastructure, sure, good,
in certain
whatever.
Areas.
But the city also has its obligation to fix the infrastructure natural, like in and of itself.
Yeah.
That's what our taxes pay for.
Yeah, and then, but then I'm thinking, you know, like, so the sewer problem at the library, I just have a lot of, there's just so many questions. Like, so they're in the TIF district, right?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a, I mean, I don't know for sure, but yeah. I think that might have been a little bit of a, like, construction, like, they're working on that, so
okay.
That might have just been something with construction, since
right.
That's that area. But I don't know.
I don't know either. So
but
these are questions.
The sewer apocalypse
yeah.
is upon us.
That's what I was
so, like,
say.
That's like, oh, so we're worrying about giving people money for their pet projects, as I say, and the sewer apocalypse is upon us.
You're that's going to affect everyone.
You're going to be swimming in poo with your projects.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Let's focus on what matters. And
I think
that's the pipes below us.
So let me be devil's advocate for just a second, because I do love the fact that these people are focusing on economic development in an area
yes.
that could potentially bring more money to Quincy. The problem I have is that we are not allowing the potential to follow through and show us actual results before we start bringing on more. And until you see actual results, and I'm not talking about development of buildings, because yes, that is happening. Right? That is, you can see that happening. How is it going to affect, you know, the general fund in the future? And if it's going to take 35 years, is it going to be worth it with property tax raises? I mean, things happen naturally, organically anyway.
On their own.
So I would like to see an actual comparison of real numbers presented in a way that tells the entire true story, rather than someone telling me what I should want to hear because that's what's best for this special interest group.
Or telling me someone that I don't understand when I do understand.
Yeah.
I just know that it's not what you want to hear. One last point that I will say with this. We argue about TIF. This is for the good of the community. We're focusing on this blighted area for the good of the community. Well, if we were focusing on the blighted area, then we would be focusing on the northwest quadrant of Quincy. Let's
right.
be real.
Yeah.
So if we were really focusing on what is the best good of what is needed the most, now mind you, that is residential, and what they're proposing is business. That is the most blighted area. And if we
But that leads me to another question, because the study that shows that we need low-income housing, how come we aren't, like, kind of saying, as, you know, general taxpayers, that, hey, if you want to do another TIF, I would like to see low-income housing be your goal, not businesses that put money in your pocket.
Good. That's a great question.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Because that is one of the, that is one thing that maybe money is getting diverted from, is the ability to create more PPP, which is private and personal mm-hmm. investments together, right, to increase the ability to provide low-income housing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be, I would be for that. If the third TIF came in and was like, you know what, we're going to use this TIF money to create low-income housing and create opportunity for people to become landlords of these properties. I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff that I think could be done differently. And I'm not against small business trying to use these funds to help further the downtown economy, but I do think that there are probably better ways to explain it, better ways to tell the entire story, and maybe better ways to use it.
I totally agree.
Okay.
We did say, you know, with this super secret meeting, it's not a super secret meeting, but with that meeting, I said out loud, like, this is your one opportunity to come and speak on it. It's not.
No.
The meeting, I guess the first reading for TIF is going to be on April 8th. That's my mom's birthday. And
Yay.
The day of the solar eclipse. So if you didn't get crappy glasses and you followed D.O.B., Don
yeah.
O'Brien's advice,
yeah.
and you got good eclipse glasses and you're not yeah. blind, you can go to then. I mean, I'm sure you could go blind anyway.
You can just go blind. You just have to hear it.
If that didn't happen to you that day,
yeah.
go to your city council meeting. And,
yeah.
in.
Because you can speak any, so one thing that we've learned, which is what we're constantly doing, is
learning
and growing and trying to see things from all directions, is you can speak on behalf of yourself or your neighborhood, right? Before any city council meeting, before any aldermen start speaking, right? Is that right?
Or
is that
I don't know when it is in the council meetings.
But any council meeting, you can speak.
I never get to attend them. And this was a big thing. The other night, I was talking to somebody and he goes, he was watching me count my tips. He goes, did you make all that tonight? I go, yes. And my shift is always a Monday night. I'm like, I will never, I've been doing this for 15 years. Yeah. I'm not moving my shift to have to attend a council meeting when.
I think you mean get to.
Well,
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Same.
Yeah.
No, but, my technically my alderman should be representing me.
Absolutely.
I stay informed. I don't need to be attending the meetings to have my opinion.
Right. Yeah.
Period.
But I do think it was good that we showed up.
When you can, yeah.
I hope no one who was there thought it was like, oh, here they come. They're going to, they might have.
It was. Yeah. It was clearly stated on my own personal Facebook that I was waiting for Bubba. I'm like, well, that's not what we were there for.
But anytime we
sorry to disappoint.
But anytime we can shake things up, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love shaking things up.
Yeah.
I don't start the shit. I stir it because it's already there.
Yeah. And everybody deserves to see the corn that's on the bottom.
Okay.
Well. Right, I think on that note, that does it for today's
Coffee Talk.
Thanks again to EFB. We so appreciate you.
Muddy River News. Our home, our news.